In the final days of the last legislative session, former Governor Arnie Carlson vetoed a bill that supported the study of industrial hemp. Under the Ventura administration, the bill would have faced no such obstacle, as Ventura, the candidate, made clear.
Industrial use of hemp will get signed if it comes to my desk. I have no problem with it. To me, it's another viable commodity. I mean, it's not harmful in any way, shape, or form, and it would give farmers an alternative to, you know, if they've got land that sits aside and doesn't do a darn thing, that stuff will grow on it. Rest assured of that.
Industrial hemp, which is grown for fiber and other uses, is the same species as marijuana, cannabis sativa. Hemp, however, is a different variety with very low levels of the active ingredient in marijuana. Hemp growing is illegal in Minnesota under both federal and state law. David Morris of the Institute for Local Self-Reliance, a Minneapolis and Washington, D.C.-based environmental group, says that means Minnesota farmers are missing out on a crop that could be profitable and could also benefit the environment.
Hemp is a multi-purpose crop. It's a fiber crop, and Minnesota lacks the fiber crop right now, and therefore it could substitute for flax, which makes linen. It could substitute for cotton, and it requires no pesticides, so it's much more environmentally benign than cotton, for example. It also can substitute for soybeans. It's an oil seed. It has high protein. It has marvelous qualities and characteristics of its oil, and once again, it requires no pesticides.
Although hemp growing is prohibited, it is legal to import hemp fiber and hemp-derived products, and supporters of industrial hemp say the demand for such products is growing.
These are a hemp that's coming from Australia, from a company in Australia. These are hemp and cotton blend.
At the Third Stone Hemp Goods in Minneapolis, trendy hemp clothing fills the racks. There are hemp pants and shirts that look like linen, hemp jackets that look like wool, along with hemp-trimmed fleece coats, hemp hats, and even hemp running shoes. The shop also sells hemp oil skincare products and soap. Owner Terry Sullivan says her customers are environmentally aware consumers who want their purchases to make a difference.
People that really are making a conscious choice and people are wanting to be more informed on what the purchases they make and what's behind it, you know, where it comes from and the environmental impact. It's something I think that a lot of people are concerned with right now.
Not all of Sullivan's customers come to her shop just to make a difference in the environment, though. On sale are t-shirts that say, legalize it, it meaning marijuana, not hemp. There's a head shop with smoking paraphernalia in the back of the store and a display case with books on growing marijuana indoors and in cold climates. Industrial hemp opponents say these kind of links between hemp and what they call the drug culture are the reason industrialized hemp should not be legalized.
It's not so much a crop or an industry as it is a movement.
Jeanette McDougall is co-chair of Drug Watch Minnesota, the state chapter of the drug education network Drug Watch International. She says the push to legalize industrial hemp is part of a three-pronged effort to legalize marijuana.
The three strategies are personal marijuana use, marijuana cigarettes as medicine, and industrial marijuana hemp.
McDougall, a Twin Cities drug abuse prevention teacher, testified against a bill to legalize industrial hemp introduced in 1997 by Senate Majority Leader Roger Moe. A representative of the State Bureau of Criminal Apprehension also testified against the legalization bill. A weakened form that would have authorized a study of industrial hemp passed both houses in 1998 with the support of the Minnesota Farmers Union and the Minnesota Agri-Growth Council before being vetoed by former Governor Carlson. An aide to Moe says he'll introduce a new bill this session either to study or legalize industrial hemp. I'm Mary Lozier, Minnesota Public Radio.